Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got the morning shift here. It's Mike, who takes things out of context. Johnson, Bo Morgan, and myself, Allie Mack here. And yeah. Dylan is also nursing a little bit of an injury today.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And that goes out to all you high school kids that decided you might want to transfer. Seriously. Go ahead and call Mark Spain. He can get that bona fide move set in there.
It's crazy how things have just changed.
No. You know what? And we had a chance to catch up with Rusty on all this earlier. I don't want to have this show end without me saying I am a massive fan of the new rules. I have coached high school football before. Even in high school, I very much so believe in high school players being part of the fabric of that community. And not to go like Friday Night Lights and talking about Permian or anything like that, but that's the way I feel when I look at high school sports. I want the high school athletes to have been a part of that community. I don't believe in high school programs moving people from the outside in. I believe in the fellowship that comes along with growing up with guys and trying to create something special with the people that are from the same town that you're from or the same community or zip code or whatever it may be. So I love that we've made it more difficult.
There's a name for people like you. You're a purist.
Sure.
That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with it. People will take it as a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with being a purist. But, you know what? Permian was one of the best movies. The actual movie, not the TV show, which was all
I never
fake.
Did watch the TV show. And I heard it was really good. Just
really?
Never watched Friday
Night's
TV show.
I watched 2 seasons of it and I quit.
Get you one of these. Wayne State.
That's what I think of when I think of high school football, man.
The guy that looks like Billy, he could play in the Billy Ray Cyrus docu.
The guy who at his 20-year reunion is still talking about that touchdown he scored in week 6 against the rival team.
How did it make you feel when Tim McGraw threw that ring out the window?
Yeah.
Oof.
And he's like, Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? He goes back and gets it.
I don't know, man. It's a sad deal. I mean, I'll tell you why. The reason I played football, I was a baseball player. I didn't play Little League football. And my 8th grade year, the high school that I was going to, won state. And I, for that reason, watching them go on a run and win state, that's why I played football. Mm-hmm. And I still, to this day, I will go to events down in my hometown and I will see guys that were on that team that still like coach in the area or whatever. And I look more in awe at their state title rings than I even do my own national championship ring, because I look at it and I'm like, that ring right there is the reason I even played. And we weren't very good. They won state and then we weren't very good after that. But man, that's just a special thing. And we've had this conversation before. I think state championships are the best championship. A state championship is the best championship to me.
I don't know.
It means a little bit more.
I don't know. I imagine when a national title carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, but I mean, but again, I'm a purist. I'm a purist, and I like the fact that and this is why I like this rule. I like the thought of things happening organically and a group of guys deciding they want to be special. Not that you don't have to do that at any level, but you are being selected for the other teams at higher level. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but you once you're selected, you get there and win. Like sure. You get there and you ride, the cream rises at the top. Can we just go back to doing quotes from Friday Night Lights? I kind of love the part where he's like, Billingsley, your dad can cry all he wants. Your job isn't to carry the ball. It's to block for Booby.
Yeah.
Booby Miles.
That one and Remember the Titans are both. There's so many quotes like that football-wise that I'm like, yes.
You know the real Booby Miles is a cameo in that movie.
Does he really?
Yeah. So there's a scene at the end of the movie where they're at State, which wasn't State. It was the semifinal in real life. And they're playing Dallas, whatever the Dallas school was. And they're in the locker room. And when Preacher Man starts going off in the locker room on the players, like, and then the coach, Coach Gaines is pointing, talking about Booby.
Yeah.
And the coach next to Booby is Booby.
No kidding.
It's the real Booby.
Did you know, there's another one like that too, Lone Survivor. You've seen that movie, obviously.
With Mark Wahlberg in it.
Marcus Luttrell is in that movie.
Where is he in the movie?
So when they're getting ready to go into battle or they're getting ready to get
First off, I'm impressed you've seen
Lone Survivor. That's my goal. Look, mostly 90s movies and 80s movies for me. Lone Survivor, Marcus Luttrell, they're like at a picnic table on the base as they're getting loaded up and getting all their like things, their equipment ready to go into battle. He's sitting at the picnic table. He's another member of the group, the battalion or whatever they call it, the SEAL team that's about to go in. And he's like sitting at that table and with Mark Wahlberg. And it's like, oh, that's actually Marcus Luttrell. So, yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not seen that movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's intense. It's you've seen Friday Night Lights, though.
I've watched the series more than I remember the movie.
Sure.
But I've seen both, but I don't remember quotes from the movie quite like you guys.
There's a song on that soundtrack. You know when they're at Friday Night Lights, when they're walking through the tunnel of the Astrodome?
Yes.
It's a new noise. The name of the song is New Noise, and I think the band is Refused, or Flip It and Reverse It, one. I can't remember which. But that song plays. When we pulled up for the Super Bowl, that song was on my – you know, I don't even think you were feeling it. We talked about it during training camp, but I don't think you were even on that show. I do a playlist each year that I lit for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I make – and I play it on the bus. Don't be laughing, Jerry. I'll play it in my headphone, my AirPods, and that song was playing as I got off the bus walking in the Super Bowl, NRG Stadium. And when you get off, where we parked for that, you get off the bus, you can see the Astrodome. So I was like, yeah, this is my Friday Night Lights. But not really, because I'm just
She also
producer.
Doesn't know about your personalized Nikes or your Gucci bag that you take.
They're not personalized. I don't have my name written on them. I just
bougie bow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Don't forget the aviators. Exactly. Don't forget
it's
the
not,
aviators.
It's not. Too. First off, it's not Gucci. It's Louis.
Sorry about that.
Second off, they're not Ray-Ban aviators. They're blenders. Okay, so do go on the cheap. And yes, they're not personalized Nikes. I just create them. I go to the Create a Shoe, and I made Air Force Ones last year. I'll probably go back to Jordans this year, but. I'll make my own design again. I'll probably go and go with a more black theme this year. Like, I've been red a lot lately, like white and red and black. I'm going to do more black, less red this year.
Do you a new one for each season?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's only like a couple-year-old tradition. The playlist I've been doing since, I don't know, forever.
Did you also know that Lucas Black, who's the quarterback in Friday Night Lights, the movie?
He's from Alabama.
He's a Bama fan, yeah. Decatur.
Do you know, trivia question.
He sounds like he's from Decatur.
Do you know what movie he was in as a kid? Very famous movie.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe the movie won an Academy Award.
I know he's in like CSI New Orleans, but I can't remember what the movie. I know what you're talking about, and I'd be mad that I can't think of it.
Allie, any guesses?
No, I have no clue.
You don't even think a hint would get you there?
Let's try a hint.
A country music singer was one of the stars in it.
I was going to say he was in Tokyo Drift.
He was in Tokyo Drift.
What other movies was Tim McGraw in?
It's not Tim McGraw, but it's...
Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah, it is Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's in the movie where he's a killer, right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm drawing
what
a blank.
Movie?
Just go ahead and rip the band-aid off.
Twin McGraw and Dwight Yoakam are both in quite a few movies.
Yeah,
actually.
I know. Yeah.
It's Sling Blade.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's a little kid. Have you ever seen Sling Blade?
I have not.
Dylan, I know you ain't seen it. I'm not even trying to throw shade. I just know you ain't seen it.
Nah, I haven't seen it. I seen Lone Survivor, though. Well, I know you're talking about Lone Survivor.
All right.
I really like that movie. Right. That was a great movie.
But I don't even know what genre Sling Blade is. Like sci-fi? Country?
No, it's drama.
Western?
It's not horror. It's drama.
Not horror.
Mm-hmm. Range Robert Taters. I reckon.
Anyways.
That's Billy Bob Thornton. He produced, written, wrote everything. That's what put Billy Bob was, he was in Tombstone. He had a cameo in Tombstone.
He's been in a lot of these.
And
so
then
good.
Sling Blade put him on the map. So we'll be doing Tailgate at Home again on Friday. And I have seen a recipe that I think I'm going to use. It's going to be a little off base for me. It's going to be a little less.
Can we call it a recipe? Can we call it a game plan?
It's going to be Wow, what's it matter?
I don't know. Recipe just sounds so.
It's going to be a little less normal for me. Casserole. It's not going to be a big piece of meat because we do have the Father's Day dinner and I'm not going to smoke like. I actually had something I wanted to do, and I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to switch. I will use some Baron Burton's W sauce, and who knows, I might throw back a New Realm Allen lager while I'm doing the whole thing. Mini camp is underway. Today is day two and the final day for the Falcons. There's a two-day mini camp from what I had seen. And all their rookies are there and participating and happy.
It's a good thing.
One name that was rumored to be in Atlanta during the draft process was Shamar Stewart. He was not drafted here. He was drafted to the Bengals. And it's not going well for him or Cincinnati. He's not happy. Now, Cincinnati's notoriously cheap, and we've seen them mishandle many contracts as they are continuing to mishandle Trey Hendrickson's contract. And I guess Shamar Stewart thinks they're mishandling his. He's not practicing, but he is there. And he was asked, and this audio we're about to play comes from Mike Petraglia, from Jungle Roar Pod and CLNS Media. He's a columnist for the Bengals. Shamar Stewart was asked what advice he's been getting from agents, players, and friends and family around him. And he went into this 45-second answer, and I think he might have stepped in it.
You know, just take it day by day, pray to God. He's always going to stand with me no matter what. And just know you're doing the right thing. Like some people say, we all agree Trey will be right, right? But technically he's still 1% wrong for being under contract. So in my case, I'm 100% right. So it should be a no-brainer. And in Trey's case, I think it should be a no-brainer too. I mean, he led 17 and a half sacks for 2 years back-to-back. If I was the GM or I was the owner, take all my money. But I guess they don't operate like that, but...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before you comment, one thing you don't do is talk about other guys' money in an NFL locker room. One thing you really don't do is talk about another man's money in an NFL locker room when you have never played a snap in the NFL and your situations are completely different. Whether you're right or wrong on your situation, you don't comment on his. Mm-hmm. Now, I give him credit for realizing it and trying to backtrack, but Mike, if that was you in Trey Hendrickson's spot, how would you feel about a rookie I don't know if he played tackle and he was a left tackle or just.
But he's being complimentary of Trey Henderson, right? Like he's saying he needs to be paid his money.
Saying he's wrong in any instance to me, in any iota, is commenting on the situation. I don't think in any way it should even been compared.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway for me. I think that he looks at it as a way to kind of almost endear himself to his new teammates and hey, I'll support you publicly. But I got a rule of thumb here. If there's any rookies that want to listen to this, when it comes to talking publicly, and you're a rookie, less is more. I don't need you to comment on – I definitely don't need you to make comments about what the team was last year. Definitely don't need you to make comments about the struggles of the franchise or how you're going to be the guy that turns it around. I think we've all seen that here time and time again where there's rookies that come in here and they – you know, before they've even stepped foot in Flowery Branch, their Twitter profile picture says – number 26 for the Atlanta Falcons and whatever. I mean, just using that as an example, it's frustrating for guys that are in that locker room. They don't like it. They probably don't like you to begin with because you have been drafted to replace a good friend of theirs. Mm-hmm. And that friend is probably going to be looking for a new job soon. So less is more. Just keep your mouth shut. Move along. And that's not the route he decided to take.
Yeah, I try to give him credit for trying to bring it back home, but – I just don't think I don't think anyone that's played it down in the NFL's name should have came out of his mouth.
No,
he should have compared it maybe to another player, or just said my situation is different than anyone else's. So there's not a lot of advice they can tell me other than stay the ground and do what you think is right or something like that. His whole body language and attitude in the video is not it's one bad. That I loved.
It's bad.
Tough. I don't know.
He needs to start standing up when he talks to media. You know that you guys have all seen the media training. It's like, dude, don't let them get you sitting down.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always look like you're mad while you're sitting down and the camera's angled down at you. Stand up at your locker. That's why you see a lot of NFL guys do that. He needs to start doing that. Just start standing up, man. Like, it's a bad look when you're sitting down and everybody's pointed down at your forehead. Anyways, man, that's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. Be right back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Steak. And Rusty Manziel are out there in the bullpen getting ready to bring you guys the fastest 2 hours in radio. Till tomorrow morning, make sure you guys
don't talk about other people's money and stay cool, Atlanta.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.